Blog Talk Radio.
Apotheosis! That means to release. It's time to bind them up, release the strongholds, break the curses, hand it down through the bloodline. Reclaim your mind, reclaim your soul, reclaim your body, a temple of the Holy Spirit. Say goodbye to the pain, say goodbye to the suffering. Be a spiritual warrior and fight for your life. Stand up to the spirit of fear that controls the legion of malevolent beings, corrupting you, overpowering you, silencing you. You were a puppet of evil, but you have the authority to demand and cast out. So what are you waiting for? The time is now. This is the moment to give God the glory. All the glory. In the name of Yeshua, I command you, come out. The spirit of fear, go. The spirit of self-hate, leave. The spirit of misery, go. The spirit of doubt, come out. The spirit of despair, leave. The spirit of unforgiveness, go. The spirit of deceit, leave. The spirit of greed, come out. The spirit of the pain body, be gone. The spirit of suicide, get out and stay out. The spirit of schizophrenia, I release you. The spirit of false personalities, I bind you up. The spirit of psychosis, panic, and anxiety, leave. Leave now. The spirit of all pathologies, be gone. The spirit of insanity, be redeemed. The spirit of homicidal thoughts, quicken and go. In the name of Yeshua Messiah, release the holy fire and come out. Come out. God, give me the strength to fight the good fight, for it's not against flesh and blood that we do battle, but the powers of darkness. I name the demons and I command them out in Yeshua Messiah's name, who earned his fame by casting out the afflictive, crippling, neurological and physical dysfunction that kept your creation in bondage. To the personification of the evil bundles of energy, I want to return to oneness, to God union, to be in communion, in that divine romance that is your decree, to experience illumination, purification, sanctification, justification, through your spirit of fire, fire in my crown, fire in my mouth, fire in my heart, fire in my body. Saint Michael, step aside, because it's time for me to bind up the intruder. In the name of Yeshua, I command you, come out. The spirit of fear, go. The spirit of self-hate, leave. The spirit of misery, go. The spirit of doubt, come out. The spirit of despair, leave. The spirit of unforgiveness, go. The spirit of deceit, leave. The spirit of greed, come out. The spirit of the pain body, be gone. The spirit of suicide, get out and stay out. The spirit of schizophrenia, I release you. The spirit of false personalities, I bind you up. The spirit of psychosis, panic, and anxiety, leave. Leave now. The spirit of all pathologies, be gone. The spirit of insanity, be redeemed. The spirit of homicidal thoughts, quicken and go. In the name of Yeshua Messiah, release the holy fire and come out. Come out. I let them in, that is my testimony, through the door of ignorance and by rebellion against holiness. But I've had the glimpse of enlightenment, of divine realization and epinosis, of that radiant light that has pierced the veil to my personal and collective unconscious. During that time, I opened the door, I took off the lid, and like a plague of locusts, they invaded. Mental illness attacking my reason, my once unified psyche, fracturing reality into misperception and paranoid delusion, siphoning off my hope, spreading misery all through my being, causing me to hate, to want to kill, to wish people misfortune and even death. This just can't be anymore. There is no violent solution. So Holy Spirit, clean the house that is my soul, and let God redeem all evil. In the name of Yeshua, I command you, come out. The spirit of fear, go. The spirit of self-hate, leave. The spirit of misery, go. The spirit of doubt, come out. The spirit of despair, leave. The spirit of unforgiveness, go. The spirit of deceit, leave. The spirit of greed, come out. The spirit of the pain body, be gone. The spirit of suicide, get out and stay out. The spirit of schizophrenia, I release you. The spirit of false personalities, I bind you up. The spirit of psychosis, panic, and anxiety, leave. Leave now. The spirit of all pathologies be gone. The spirit of insanity be redeemed. The spirit of homicidal thoughts quicken and go. In the name of Yeshua Messiah, release the holy fire and come out.
Hello and welcome to Turning Points and Transformations. This is Brian Rice from the Order of the Friends of Yeshua. I'm coming to you from the Apostolic Communion and inclusive path, an inclusive group of people that we gather in fellowship across the nation, across all over the country, and we long to unite people rather than separate people. So if that tells you anything about us, I hope it does in a positive way. You're listening to the Way of Consciousness Radio Network here, and I am very glad to have you with me again. Again, thank you for the phenomenal support that you've been given in the on-demand episodes of the show. I want to release some really inspiring news. We have a brand new website for Turning Points and Transformations at turningpointsandtransformations.org. It's Turning Points with an S and A-N-D, transformations.org. And the cool thing is that these episodes will be archived on Podbean, which is a podcasting site similar to Blog Talk Radio, which has its perks. And we will be archiving things for about a week on there. You can listen to it there. Hit that site, grab it, and then the cool thing is that you, after a week's time, you'll be able to purchase for a mere $2 an episode, $2 an episode to get the instant download of the show. So you can put it into your iPods, you can put it into your MP3 players, you can put it on your computer, onto a CD, you can listen to the show anytime, anywhere, not just on your phone, not just on a computer, but anytime, anywhere. So that's what we're hoping for. That's what I'm hoping for in this program, is to get you more connected with me. And then ultimately, I'm going to ultimately have a mailing address, email marketing going out and as part of this outreach. And that'll be a way that we can connect, and you can get your hands on some transformative programs, such as Project New Humanity, a project that's in the works, a 26-week course, enlightenment course, self-enlightenment course that I've been working on. And then also things such as Zen Reiki, recalibration, and more to come, as well as silencing 1,000 barking dogs. So this is just getting the pump primed for what's to come in the future here, and on turningpointsandtransformations.org, which is a little separate from, but not disconnected entirely from, the Way of Consciousness Radio Network. So what are we talking about today? Well, already, we're into it. You heard the song. It was a little different. It came at you a little bit harder, a little bit more hardcore. Are we talking about possession today? Yes and no. Are we talking about deliverance? Yes and no. What are we talking about when we're talking about treading on scorpions? Well, I'll tell you exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about being able to be in total alignment with divine consciousness, divinity consciousness. And I'm just catching my dog, who is eating out of the litter box. So we have three cats, two dogs, and so that treading on a scorpion, there's a good example for you, being able to sort of see a situation like that and not be affected negatively. So it's being able to tread on negativity. It's being able to be, like I said, we have to be in divine alignment. We have to be in oneness. We have to be free from our afflictions. And now I'm going to have to brush my dog's teeth after the show, but that's besides the point. Let's get back to business here. So what we're going to do is we're going to learn. We're going to talk about releasing affliction, pain, suffering from your life by taking command of your true being and your essence. And so I ask you to join me today as we go about an hour in length. And we're going to look at practical deliverance for everyone across the spiritual spectrum, not just Christians, not just people from evangelical sects not just not Pentecostals, not just Catholics or Catholic priests even. We all have the ability to cast out and to rid ourselves of pain, to rid ourselves of affliction, to rid ourselves of things that hold us down, that bind us. We have the ability to bind up and to release, as the song Apolytrosis talked about, releasing negativity. Oh boy, gosh. If I can survive this episode with my dog sitting near me with the smell of you know what on her breath, we'll be just fine. Because if we can endure situations like that where we're seeming, as we talked about in the episode Evolution of Grace, the evolution of grace, being able to maintain grace in ungraceful situations. So I'm a little wrapped up. That song I hadn't heard in a long time. I wrote during a difficult time, during challenging times. And, you know, ultimately it was something that helped me. And I did a lot of studying of deliverance rituals, deliverance tactics, deliverance techniques. And I have a great friend on this network, Father Michael Sherbert, who hosts the show Spiritual Spectrum, which I've learned a great deal from him along the way in terms of that, as he deals with in his work every day, paranormal investigations, things and situations that some priests and some ministers wouldn't care to deal with. And I actually deal with the same things and have some of the same gifts as Father Michael. And in discernment, I'm being definitely tapping into his wisdom and his knowledge. And as I look to expand my ministry and my outreach, so to speak. I don't like to use the word ministry. I don't like to use the word anything connoting something that, even though service is really the better word, service, servitude, those are two better words to use than other than ministry, so to speak, because ministry has a certain connotation. Here in the new thought era that we are in, we have many other words that we can use. And what we really want to do is have divine realization. Some people would call it Christ realization. Some people would call it self-realization. We want to have divine realization. And when we have divine realization, we're able to set aside all things such as self-definitions, set aside things that are part of afflictive subconscious suffering, pain patterns from the past. Eckhart Tolle calls that the pain body. Father Richard Rohr from the Roman Catholic Church, I wonder why he's still, the Romans haven't kicked him out yet or excommunicated him because he's so liberal and he's on neither side, neither party. He's neither liberal nor conservative. He rides the fence and he toes the line very adamantly and very, amazingly, and he reaches more than just Catholics. And that's what I try to do on this show, is reach people more than just Catholics, Christians, progressives, try to reach liberals, conservatives, all alike. And hopefully something speaks to you today when you're listening, whenever that may be. And I just want to say that, again, you're listening to the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, a very successful network here on Blog Talk Radio, and the program, if you are just joining us, this is Turning Points and Transformations, episode name, Treading on Scorpions. Let's slow things down a little bit. Everything has to do with non-duality. All suffering comes out of duality. In the Hindu world, we call that duality Maya. In the Christic world, we might call it, or the Course in Miracles path, we might call it separation. You might have heard separation. In the Christian world and some other spiritual contexts, spiritual cultures, we use the word sin. Sin meaning missing the mark, not meaning some huge offense that you've done against God. We're not going to get caught up in talking about sin and or sinologies, as I would call it. We're not going to be talking about demonology, even though demons are real and very, very present. A lot of spiritual activity is the result of earthbound spirits. And so spiritualism figures into this a little bit. And people in the spiritualist movement, they have just as much right and authority to command out dark force entities and beings that are challenging the fate and or wellness of a given person. And the good news is that you do not need to be a priest or have a Roman collar like myself, who doesn't choose to wear it very often, but go about our business and do things in a way that is life-affirming, in a way that is self-supporting, self-affirming, that's what I'm trying to say. You have the ability to cast out the neurological and psychological fixations and compulsions and the things that I spoke about in the song. And that was from an old record on an old CD called Fractured and Delivered, which is no longer in distribution, but maybe coming out on a new release called Luminosity in the very near future. I'd love to hear comments and things, and that's why I urge you to go to turningpointsandtransformations.org. Check out the blog, check out the podcasts. This will be up there from December 4th to December 11th. You'll be able to listen to it and even download it for free. So that's one good thing that you can do. If you don't have QuickTime Pro, you might find it's very difficult to download some of these shows from Blog Talk Radio. Well, unless you're a host and you're on the very network that you're broadcasting from. So what you can do is by going over and meeting me up on Podbean, you can download the episodes and get them for your MP3 players, for your iPods, and have them for a week. You have a week's window time to get them. And then after that, you can try it and buy it. By checking it out on the page over on the sidebar that says try then buy, download Turning Points and Transformations now. You can check that page out. And all the past episodes are archived there. I know you can listen to them on demand here, but if you just had an urge to want to listen to it somewhere else besides your phone, besides even though the phone is mobile and you can connect into Loud Talk Radio pretty well, I urge you to, if like you want to take it when you're going jogging somewhere or in the gym or listening on a bus into your MP3 player or iPod, you can do that. That's what I'm trying to do, is trying to make these things more available. Hopefully in the Wave Consciousness Radio Network, we'll move in that direction too. We'll see about that. We'll leave that open to the spirit and see where it moves us. And let's get to Treading on Scorpions. This is part one. So this will be a couple-part series. And the overview I've given you a little bit, and I've given you a lot of information here about the new network over on, again, turningpointsandtransformations.org, and what we hope to accomplish over there and get you in touch with, so you can make comments and you can become part of the conversations that's going on there, and you can you even can find me on Transcendental Realization Radio on Facebook. There also will be the episodes from Turning Points and Transformations, so for that week window period. Otherwise, you can listen here on demand on the computer from your phone. We hope that you continue to listen on demand to programs here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network. And I certainly would continue to welcome your presence and welcome you into the fold and welcome you with open arms to receive the wisdom transmitted and shared through these programs here on Turning Points and Transformations. I know I've said it a million times already, but funny little things come up. Challenges come up daily. My dog eating the litter box was only one of them. And that's very minor in comparison to a lot of other things. Another thing that Treading on Scorpions What does that really mean? What does that mean? That means being able to be, like I said, in divine alignment with in oneness, consciousness, unity of awareness, with the unified field of God presence, God consciousness. What does God consciousness mean? It's awareness. Consciousness is the essence of everything that is in existence. Consciousness is. It's impossible to be unconscious, to have life and creation be unconscious. We can only be in what is called delusion or illusion, as is spoken of in the Course in Miracles in the Way of Mastery. Delusion being the word for Maya, the English word for Maya, the Sanskrit word Maya. And I think it applies very much so to ultimately to the reality of relativity. We get caught in relativity, separation, non-duality. Non-duality is what we want to be in alignment with, that reality, that presence, that continuum of truth. If you're listening live, I just want to give out the phone number. It's 347-237-5625. Whether or not you like anything that I have to say or not, but it's one matter. But whether or not you want to contribute something to the conversation, it's another matter, and that's something I welcome. And whatever the case, we don't want any nasty calls by any means. But people, we want you to speak out, and I want you to speak out, and share maybe an experience that you've had and a breakthrough you've had, because that's what we do on the show. We speak of our breakthrough moments, and a breakthrough moment that I had was when I learned that I didn't need to be, and I wasn't even ordained a priest at the time or ordained with the office of exorcists at the time, that I started to do deliverance work in my own life and see results. Now, is it about just cursing and using the name of Jesus or the name of Yeshua to command out demons? Well, that's one way we can do it. If you remember in the Bible, if you're a Bible reader, that the apostles, that the disciples had said something to Jesus along the lines of, there's people casting out demons in your name, but they're not one of us. They're not really following us. What should we go do? And Jesus said nothing. You know, he said basically nothing. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's basically like a Catholic telling a Methodist that they can be doing the same thing and accomplishing the same thing. It's cross-denominational thinking. It's cross-cultural thinking, cross the spectrum thinking of things. We don't want to get caught up in mania, and we don't want to get caught up in the rudimentary differentiations between people and belief systems. We're not here to do that today. We want to talk about practical deliverance. That means it could be in casting out a mood. It could be in casting out a misfortune, an experience that you're seemingly having, where you're seemingly having bad luck. That means redirecting your, so to speak, your magnet, your attractor field. We attract things into ourselves from and through our heart, and we have the power to visualize things and bring things into manifestation. We have the ability to really affect life with our thoughts. And so everything comes back to our thought life, and everything comes down to how pure, how clean, how much unitive awareness we have when we speak. Now, God's been thrown at you. Get revved up, I told you. I get revved up. I listen to past music and things that I've written. But really, treading on scorpions means to be able to handle anything. And it has everything to do with being able to handle situations that are not very graceful, that seemingly are very, very challenging, and that challenge us in every way imaginable that tear at us, nitpicking things that seem to just linger, habits we can't seem to break. Being able to break them would be treading on scorpions. It takes 40 days to break a habit or form a new one. Some people say 21. I've learned in the Kundalini yoga tradition that it's 40 days. And why do you think Jesus was out in the desert for 40 days? He was dealing with the satanic force, with with Maya, with the delusions that his personage had to face. Now, let's not get into Christology. Let's not get into glorifying the person of Yeshua. Let's talk about the Christ nature. Let's talk about the light presence. Yeshua, Jesus, was the light bearer. Yeshua was the light bearer. Why? The Christ was the light presence. The Christ is in everyone. We found that out, and we've figured that out. We didn't get it when we started translating Bibles. We didn't get it then. We needed newer revelations. Revelations are ongoing. Revelations come in many facets, in many ways, to many people. We just need to be open to it. And it doesn't always come during moments of frenzy. You might think that I'm speaking in a frenzy. Divine calmness is a measure of how well you are progressing on the spiritual path. That's from Swami Kriyananda from the Ananda Church of Self-Realization. Swami Kriyananda is one of the most loving and compassionate men on this earth. And we're blessed to still have him in his many years that he has accumulated and survived, having been a disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda, one of the great messiahs of our times, of the 20th century, and how fortunate we are to have direct disciples who lived with Yogananda. Some people are still in the Self-Realization Fellowship who were with Yogananda. If you don't know who Paramahansa Yogananda is, just do a search, and you'll find that this man represented a path that is one that I'm very similarly connected to, Sanatana Dharma, the eternal religion, the eternal truths. And some might say, oh, he's from India, he translated the Bhagavad Gita, that means he's Hindu, that means... No, he never claimed to be a Hindu, and he never claimed to be a Christian, but he spoke about Christ's revelations, very much so. He helped to bring to the surface issues of churchianity versus what the real Christ message was that the Christ lives in you. And that's the truth. That's the true self. That's the essence of who you are. That's the Buddha nature. That's the Krishna consciousness. That's the God self within you. And that presence is your essence. That presence and essence is your being. And there, in the light, where you dwell eternally, is where truth is, where purity is, where divine alignment is, where our minds are at peace and at rest and tranquil. When we're out of balance, when we're in discord, or when we are sowing many situations, sowing, so to speak, in the relationship of reaping and sowing, we reap what we sow. And it's cause and effect, karma, action and reaction, practical deliverance of any sorts, taking command of your true being in essence is looking for the reality in situations, the real behind all the illusions that we come up with, all the illusions that we construct, all the things to truth that we seem to try to inflict upon our nature and upon other people. many things we can do to kind of veer from our path. What is our path? Our path is oneness. Our path is divine alignment, as I've said. And I know I repeat myself, but some of these things bear repeating. Do we have to get up and use the name of Jesus is what I was getting back to cast out seeming demonic intelligences, demonic dark forces? No. You just use light. You be a guru. You be the inner guru. You allow the inner guru and the inner teacher and the inner authority within you, that of the Holy Spirit, that of the cosmic vibratory sound, the cosmic vibratory essence within you. You allow that to surface, to manifest, to rise, the kundalini to rise within you, to rise up, as Yeshua speaks of in when he said that Moses held up the serpent, the golden serpent in the wilderness. We have to raise up our human consciousness to divine consciousness, and that allows us to be delivered from some of these afflictions, from neuroses. We are a very neurotic nation. We are a very neurotic people. We are a very neurotic race of individuals and a very neurotic species. We think that animals have it bad, or that's, you know, that they're caught up in the food chain. And what we're just as bad. We live in a dog-eat-dog world, but we don't have to make it a dog-eat-dog world for ourselves. We don't have to be caught up in fragmentation. We don't have to be afflicted by fragmentation. We can be in wholeness and in oneness, in complete unit of awareness, and we can be blessed, and we can bless, and we can bless others, and we can heal others, and we can heal ourselves. And this is about self-healing. This is about revelation to you directly, through gnosis, divine knowing, divine acquaintance. Revelation, realization, they go hand in hand. Again, this is the first part in a 4-part series. So the next 4 weeks you'll be listening to the topic on treading on scorpions, and we'll be actually at some point doing deliverance prayers and learning to do them spontaneously. You can do deliverance just as effectively doing things like yoga, meditation. You don't need to get up and scream and holler and curse at the devil, so to speak, or demonic intelligences or dark force entities, as it's called in other circles, in spiritual circles or spiritualism circles. Cursing, I mean, you have to have authority. That's one thing that's for sure. And I hope to have Father Michael Sherbin on the show sometime during the series to help clarify what he has experienced in his deliverance experiences, as he has faced many things and seen many things, and things that most priests won't even want to deal with, most clergy will not even want to deal with. But I'm one of them. I'm one in training and one in learning, and I'm still learning. I'm a still student when it comes to all those things. But I do know that commanding a presence of love is primary source of power that you have. Commanding a source of light. Being a guru, having the guru means dispeller of darkness, bringer of the light. Bringing things from darkness to light. So we don't need to find gurus, or not even self-help gurus. Don't even ever look to me in that way. I know probably don't. Probably find a lot of what I have to say confrontational or somewhat confronting to your beliefs. But that's okay. I'm totally cool with not being liked. And it's fine, you know. So what? But here, we really want to talk about practical tools that you can use. And am I just speaking in mystical terms? No. I mean, when I use things like divine alignment, divine realization, self-realization, Christ realization, God self-realization, and use words like revelation and things like that, and, you know, I'm not trying to speak above the population. I'm not trying to speak above anybody. I'm trying to speak to and speak through certain consciousness, trying to silence those thousand barking dogs that we have to deal with every day. And they could be a barking dog like in the background here, or they can be desires rising up within you. We've talked about that in the actuality of desire, that episode. Go back, listen to that. Go, you can find that. You can download that for $2 at turningpointsandtransformations.org. Try and buy. Desires can rise up. And they can cause us to suffer. Lots of things cause us pain. There's the pain and pleasure principle. That's very Freudian, very basic. Why do we focus so much on suffering in Christianity? And why in Christian history have we so much focused upon suffering? Yes, because the Christ suffered. Well, not the Christ suffered. Yeshua Jesus suffered. The Christ nature didn't. There's a distinction we're making here. And we try to make here on the Way of Consciousness Nick Radio Network. And it may sound somewhat Gnostic, but it's a truth that many of us are coming to realize in progressive Christianity. That is, that Yeshua, the man, and Christ, the essence, are two different things. The Christ is what made Yeshua, Yeshua, or Jesus, Jesus. The Christ in you is what makes you, you. The Christ in me is what makes me, Brian. That light presence within each of us. And I have my dark days. I have to sometimes allow other people or sources of inspiration, books, inspirational audiobooks, lectures, meditations, yogic practice as I engage in. And I'm fully proud of that practice, not arrogantly proud, fully grateful for Kundalini yoga. And I advocate for it as a practice to supplement, not to supplement, but to complement your spiritual traditions. Kundalini yoga is not a religion. Yoga is not a religion. Yoga isn't just doing postures and asanas, as they're called. Yoga is a way of life. It's philosophy. It's lifestyle. Yes, there are certain techniques that help accomplish certain things, but you can be delivered and have deliverance and be delivered to oneness consciousness or to a higher consciousness than you are at by engaging in some of these things. And meditation might work for you. Centering prayer might work for you. Now, I'm not going to get into channeling and that whole area of things. It's a very, I don't want to just say a controversial subject because I think we all are channels. We all can channel and we all have the ability to do it. But how open we allow ourselves to be in spirit, in our energy, in our auras, in our halos, and all those things, how open we allow ourselves to be, that's another discussion of its own. And it warrants a lot more time and depth and expertise. There is a rationale to saying that divination is, so to speak, somewhat dangerous and can be. I'm not condemning the practice of divination or speaking with spirits, or speaking to spirit guides. I was a shaman before I was a priest. And those of you who know or are familiar with shamanism know that there's a lot of use of spiritual guides as well as power animals, animal medicine, animal spirit medicine. And that sounds very pagan. And you know what? In reality, it's not. We can disagree or agree to disagree. That's fine. We're not going to go into that, but I've done exorcism work and extraction work as a shaman. And extracted some pretty intense things from the people that I've helped to be the chance. I was a mere medium, the healer. I was not the one. I was only an instrument in these cases. But when you extract some things from the foreign objects from the energy field of people, they have to go somewhere. And there's only ever the light. And the only reason that we have darkness is so that the light can be visible. What situations in your life can you be treading on that you might not be able to? What situations in your life are overwhelming that you would like to have mastery over? What situations do you want to be victorious over? Ask yourself. And if I didn't say it already, if there's things afflicting you, things holding you down, things keeping you in bondage to something, some habit, something you can't just stop doing on your own volition, call upon that divine alignment. Call upon that divine essence. Bring what's unconscious in you to consciousness. Bring presence to it. Bring spaciousness to it. Eckhart Tolle talks about, can I be the space for this? Can I be the space for this? When something challenging arises, spaciousness is speaking of an essence of the soul. It's vastness. So what are scorpions then, figuratively? Not scorpions in the desert. But like scorpions in the desert, they're poisonous things, things that can harm us. But we're ultimately able to because we were told that we would be able to do so. By one of the master teachers that's come to this earth, Yeshua Jesus, Yeshua the Aramaic name. I know we've spoken of a lot of them today. I tend not to do that, and when I try to speak to a larger population, I tend to refrain from that. But he gave power to all of us. He didn't get the power. We always had the power to tread on scorpions and walk on the heads of serpents without being harmed. That's not a literal, it wasn't a literal statement that he made. It was figurative. It was figurative. Can we tread on our thoughts? Can we tread on the negative moods that are in our workplace, the backbiting that takes place in our workplaces? Can we rise above, be unaffected by the negativity? That's really what I'm driving at, is that negativity and all the things connected to fear, the consciousness of fear, or the subconsciousness of fear. Fear belongs and resides down in the unconscious world, the subconscious world. though it might drive many of our behaviors. Emotions are scorpions. Most of what we have to deal with on an everyday basis are our emotions. And I'm not a Jesuit scholar, so I can't speak to you exactly about what Ignatius of Loyola said about the role of emotions in our discernment of things, discernment of spirits, of voices, of movements, of current of the soul, and its actuality, and its aliveness within you. Feeling is a gift. Emotions are a gift. We can be held hostage. We can be kept captive by these thoughts, by these emotions. So thoughts, emotions are scorpions that we need to learn to tread on. When we are in divine alignment, when we are in alignment with the unified field of God consciousness, nothing can seem to affect us. Crying kid. Needed to change diaper. A child out in public cursing, having a tantrum. We're not embarrassed by that occurrence. We simply, in love, mirror love to the child and remove them from the situation and take them somewhere else. Keep our calm, keep our cool. It's basically what I'm getting at is being able to stay cool, stay calm, and to emanate from your being peace. I mean, even in some of the horrible representations of possession in some of the movies that they have, whether they're right, accurate, or not, when the demons are driven out, there's a calm. Person's restored. One notion that Richard Rohr, who I wanted to mention again, spoke of, he believed that Eckhart Tolle was right on about what people for centuries were saying possession really was. When Eckhart Tolle spoke about the pain body, this unprocessed or dormant or repressed pain pattern, all the accumulated pain of the past within us that we have pushed down into unawareness, pushed down into subconsciousness, when those things come up in our behaviors or in our outbursts, it's like you're another person. It's like you're from another planet. And if you know anything about the Aramaic language, as one of my mentors told me, they spoke in idioms. They spoke in exaggeration. And that's the very language that Yeshua spoke, Jesus spoke. One of the kings of deliverance. One of the masters at it. You don't have to be a Christian to be a deliverance minister. You don't have to be a minister to issue deliverance to somebody or to oneself. I don't want to use the word power and abuse that power. I mean, in an abusive way. That ability lies in everyone. That ability is something that you can access. And we're going to talk more about that in the coming weeks. But I wanted to touch on that notion of the pain body and really, really, really elucidate and illuminate that idea that the exaggerated notion of being possessed or taken over by something, it's Eckhart Tolle describes it as if something some phantom, he uses the word phantom, overtakes you when triggered from its dormant state. It overtakes you. This pain, this pattern of pain, this defense mechanism that you have to certain situations or to vulnerable or invulnerable situations. There is this resistance that we have to peace. Why do we resist peace? Why do we resist some of the gifts that we so much, very much treasure? And would treasure if we knew anything about them. Why do we resist a non-dual reality where there are no conflicting, confronting opposites fighting against one another? Peace is our birthright. Tranquility is our birthright. Contentment, as we talked about last week, is our birthright. Not because happiness is spoken of in the Constitution, that it's a, that we're not given that by the right of the Constitution. It's a God-given, God-consciousness-given, God-awareness, God-presence, God-being-given gift that we all have. We all are meant to be divinely calm. Some people would use the word dispassionate. And again, passions are scorpions as well. If you know anything about the Enneagram, you know that our blessings are curses. Our gifts are the things that we consider to be sinful. And it's a matter of striking a balance. So afflictions, emotions, thoughts, moods are scorpions that we can tread on. It's basically like you're so connected to truth, you're so connected to peace, you're so connected to your divine source within you. The divine essence, the presence, the light presence within you, that nothing can harm you, nothing can affect you, nothing can shake you from or stir you from that place of not just contentment, of authority. Swami Kriyananda, I love the man. He speaks of being able to cast out a cold. You just, by having an authority and being able to speak out and say, get out. But you got to be in alignment with the consciousness of oneness, the consciousness of purity. So maybe it might take a ritual of some sort to get that nagging, pestering anger, to get rid of an anger, a habit of anger that you can't seem to shake yourself from. To get rid of an addiction. An addiction is also a scorpion. I said habits earlier, but addictions is a word that connotes even something more powerful, that has power over us, seems to have power over us. But true power comes from the divine. True power comes from the divine. Divine alignment. Nothing can break us down. Nothing can kill us. Soul cannot be killed. That truth is spoken of in the wonderful, wonderful spiritual revelation of Krishna to Arjuna. In the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna didn't want to fight in the war, the battle of Kuru, etc. He didn't want to fight against evil. He was grief-stricken by this. And Krishna helped him to see that he could command a presence of love, command a presence of divine awareness, divine realization through yoga or union with God, with all that is, with Brahman, with Allah, Adonai, Yeshua. Or, I mean, not Yeshua. Yeshua wouldn't be appropriate to put in that category, because he was just a man. Some of you might want to have my throat for that comment. But that's a whole other discussion. Let's just take a second to pause. It's good to do that once in a while. So afflictions, addictions, habits, emotions, moods, they all try to rise up within us and to disturb our peace and to disturb our divine right, our divine unitive, primordial first state of existence, which is primal union with our God. Some of us might contest this by saying, no, we're fallen. I urge you to take up the belief that we are not just finite, but infinite. We are bound by space and time, by matter. Our spirit is contained here in the material world, but again, our soul cannot be killed, as I was trying to say a few minutes ago in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna ultimately said that when Arjuna, the doubting one, when he was told to fight, and that he could not die, that the soul could not be killed, that it was only the mortal coil, the body, that could be killed. And so therefore he should fight. And I'm not saying that this is an advocation for violence. Oh, I can't die, I can't kill, I can't really kill another person, so I'll murder someone. No. Speaking on a totally different level of consciousness. So, being connected to your source or your power source, that's definitely fundamental. Fundamental in your success in dealing with all the negativity, all the emotions, all the commotions that come up and rise up, all the neuroses that come up and rise up, all the compulsions that we have to face, or the compulsions that we are sometimes victims of, fixations, as mentioned, addictions, habits. I'll say it again, emotions, moods, temperaments. Basically, the things that most people say that is just part of human nature. That's not our true nature. That's not in our God-likeness. If we were made in the image of God, then we have a God-likeness to us. I think that's a good point to stop at today. We'll be talking a little bit more about this subject, about commanding, taking command of your true being and your true essence through practical deliverance that everyone can do, regardless of your background, regardless of your tradition. true deliverance of, from one state of consciousness to another state of consciousness is an eternal gift that you have been given to bring about for yourself and for your loved ones and for your, all the people you care about. Forgiveness is a form of deliverance. It's delivering yourself and another person from the pain of a grievance. So check us out. Check me out on Turning Points and Transformations. It's Turning Points with an S, A-N-D, transformations.org. And again, you'll be able to listen on that site until December 11th. I'm sorry, December 12th. I may have said the 11th earlier, but I meant the 12th. So listen over there. And then if you like it enough, buy it for $2. Totally secure, pay, check out through PayPal, and you don't need to have a PayPal account to get it. You can use a credit card, and it's secure. And I never see the information. The information is all secure. So $2 to have the episode, to listen to it as many times as you want to download it ultimately, instantly, after purchasing it. But for this week, you have the ability to download it at Podbean at that very address I just gave you, Turning Points and turningpointsandtransformations.org. Check it out. Okay. Appreciate you being with me today, and I'll send you forth with the song Free. God bless. And be real, and be safe, and be true. Take care, and thank you again.